Phoenix Audio presents
Otto Penzler's Greatest Mysteries of All Time, Quitters, Inc. by Stephen King. Performed by Eric Roberts.
Morrison was waiting for someone who was hung up in the air traffic jam over Kennedy International when he saw a familiar face at the end of the bar and walked down. Jimmy? Jimmy McCann? It was. A little heavier than when Morrison had seen him at the Atlanta exhibition the year before, but otherwise, he looked awesomely fit. In college, he had been a thin, pallid chain smoker buried behind huge, horn-rimmed glasses. He had apparently switched to contact lenses. Dick Morrison? Yeah, you look great. He extended his hand, and they shook. So do you, McCann said. But Morrison knew it was a lie. He'd been overworking, overeating, and smoking too much. What are you drinking? Bourbon and bitters, Morrison said. He hooked his feet around the bar stool and lighted a cigarette. Meeting someone, Jimmy? Nah. Going to Miami for a conference. A heavy client, Bill $6 million. I'm supposed to hold his hand because we lost out on a big special next spring. Are you still with Krager and Barton? Executive Veep now. Fantastic. Congratulations. When did all this happen? He tried to tell himself that the little worm of jealousy in his stomach was just acid indigestion. He pulled out a roll of antacid pills and crunched one in his mouth. Last August, something happened that changed my life. He looked speculatively at Morrison and sipped his drink. You might be interested. My God, Morrison thought with an inner wince. Jimmy McCann's got religion. Sure, he said, and gulped his drink when it came. I wasn't in very good shape, McCann said. Personal problems with Sharon.